Good morning. Leaders from all over the world arrived in Madrid yesterday for the NATO summit, but all eyes have been on US President Joe Biden, whose plane, Air Force One, touched down at the Torreón Air Base just after 3 p.m. Moments before the president's arrival, the US announced that it will be sending two more destroyers to the naval base in Rota, bringing the total number of ships which form the anti-missile shield there to six. The president was greeted by King Felipe and was the only one of the 41 leaders to be welcomed by the king. The White House is hoping that this visit will serve to augment the bilateral coordination between the USA and Spain over support for Ukraine and pressure on Russia. And Joe Biden agreed to strengthen cooperation with Spain on defence and migration 5 days after North African migrants stormed a border fence in the enclave of Melilla in Morocco. Biden, speaking alongside Prime Minister Sanchez, offered to do more together in Africa as well as to promote stability and economic growth. Meanwhile, the chief prosecutor yesterday ordered a probe to clarify the circumstances that led to the death of at least 23 migrants trying to cross into the enclave of Melilla last Friday amid clashes with Moroccan and Spanish security forces. Around 2,000 migrants took part in the attempt to storm the border post, with around 100 managing to get across. Both Morocco and Spain have denied using excessive force. The State Attorney General's decision is based on the importance and seriousness of the events that took place, which could affect human rights and fundamental rights of individuals, as well as the uniqueness and complexity of the investigation, so the prosecutor's office said in a statement. The Moroccan Human Rights Council has sent a fact-finding mission to look into the events. The incident has sparked political outrage in Spain, with several parties demanding answers from the government after Pedro Sanchez thanked the Moroccan security forces for their help in controlling the border. And a British millionaire jeweller was murdered by his jealous ex-lover after he returned home with a new partner, so an inquest has ruled 5 years after his death. Andrew Bush had jetted out to his villa in Malaga in April 2014 with a new lover and found his ex-girlfriend waiting in his bed. An argument broke out between Bush and his ex-partner and three gunshots were heard. An inquest held yesterday at the Avon Coroner's Court in Bristol ruled that Bush was murdered by his ex, Maika Kukyukova, who was then 26. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.